White, Nashville, Tennessee, June 2, 1904. Dear Willie, in regard to selling the Battle Creek Sanitarium, if it means that Dr. Kellogg would obligate himself to run the institution and would keep our physicians and nurses there to be controlled by unbelievers, the movement would be a snare of the enemy to bring about a worse condition of things than now exists. Dr. Kellogg should be given an opportunity to take a rest in some quiet place. He needs to understand what it means to have an experience altogether different from the experience that he has had for years. His soul is of more value than anything that may be gained by continuing to run the Battle Creek Sanitarium after the present order. He has carried the burdens that he has to his spiritual injury. I want him to secure a character that will stand the test in the day of judgment. There is but one religion that bears the stamp and superscription of God. There is a worldly policy religion, but this will find no place in the holy city. Since writing the foregoing, Sarah and I have been out for a drive. We called on Elder Butler and found him nicely situated on the fourth floor of the publishing house. Brother Haskell had come in just before us, so we had an opportunity to talk with both of them. We stayed for about an hour and learned, before leaving, that Brethren, Megan and Sutherland had arrived in Nashville late last night. When we returned from our ride, we found them at Edson's. They could not tell us anything more definite in regard to your movements than what you had already written. We shall wait patiently until you can see your way clear to come. Brother Megan and Brother Sutherland will have to leave here by the 14th of June. They will probably spend some time driving over the country looking for a favorable place in which to begin work. I wish that you were here to accompany them.